Zine, Lynn, and Ani, thank you so much. Thank you, Rock, and thanks to Derek for producing all this. Number to call, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266, going out to you via the transmitter on the hill and via KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
And good morning, it is KBOO Portland. Coming up at 10:15, stick around for Flashpoints with your host, Dennis Bernstein. Had to get that in there. Also today at 11 o'clock, it is Between the Covers. Jake Vermaas speaks to poet Neil Aitken about his collection Babbage's Dream, evoking the designs of 19th century mathematician Charles Babbage, who conceptualized the first mechanical computer. And then at 11:30 today, it's the film show. Today, looking at two new documentaries. Charlie vs. Goliath is the story of Charlie Hardy's fight against big money in politics. Then the director of the Eco Film Festival, Don Smallman, will talk about Winona LaDuke's first film, First Daughter and the Black Snake. That's all coming up here on The Boo. It is our membership drive. And you can get involved during this fall membership drive. Call 877-500-KBOO or go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member.
KBOO would like to give a special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Musubi, located at 2134 Southeast Division Street, Portland's takeout spot for Hawaiian sushi rice snacks filled with homemade spam and other delicacies. Dinner was provided by B-Saw, located at 1545 Northwest 21st Avenue in Portland, serving American comfort food and weekend brunch. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is the last day, I believe, of membership drive, And you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM everywhere. We are your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course your fake news radio. We say that, and we have been saying that every day for a while now, but I want to add this to it. We are your Antifa radio. I have struggled and struggled with the question of whether or not we should actually say that out loud on the radio, because feelings are running pretty high about Antifa, anti-fascist movement. There are many who say that Antifa adopts less peaceful tactics as part of their strategy, as perhaps the kingpin element of the strategy, the tactics. That may or may not be true, but one thing we can say is that any time a movement gets on the news by, obviously, and this is being America, doing something other than just talk, when people actually do stand up and physically confront fascists, or well, let's just call it the fascists, the white supremacists, the people in the White House, and the rabble, which it overstates the issue to call them fascists or white supremacists, because their level of understanding of the words erupting out of their braying jaws, there's very little understanding there. What brings them together is the joy they take in violence. Not the case with Antifa, not at all. But when violence does occur, and Antifa has been associated with it, that's why you've heard of them. You wouldn't have heard of the Antifa movement if it had been just another, if they just called a march and then based on a funny hat. If they all wore the same funny hat, that wouldn't have been enough, methinks. So along comes Antifa. We haven't seen anything like Antifa since like the 20s or 30s in this country. It's really, I believe, refreshing to see the Black Bloc taking on, taking the national stage and taking on full force, full frontal, the white supremacists, the fascists, and whose numbers are rising, and we all know that. They go by all different names, Promise Keepers, Pacific Patriots, they're associated, obviously. When we had our own standoff here in Oregon, and the standoffs in Nevada, standoff, you name it, there's a standoff there. We could call Standing Rock a standoff between those who would take the right, who had the strength, the bravery to take on very, very violent elements in American society, we knew they were there all along, but they'd been suppressed for a long time. We're waiting for our guest to come on. We're hoping that we will be speaking very shortly with John Kiriakou. You have heard him here before. We're hoping to have him on for a longer period of time today, because we are in what? All together now. And I do mean all together now. That's what we are. We are all together. And if we weren't, you wouldn't be hearing this. So All Together Now membership drive. If you have not called or clicked by now, then you know what is at stake. You know how important it is. And this is your day. This is your moment. It's fun to call us. Here's why membership drive is so great. Normally, you would be clicking around or stumbling along, crashing into light posts and parking meters, looking at your cell phone. But you're not, because today you're using the phone to call us You're not even you're not texting us. Isn't that wonderful? You're not going to text. No, you're not texting. You're calling with your real voice. Haven't heard that for a while, eh? And you're going to be talking to another real voice. And you're going to have an endangered species called a conversation. And in the course of getting on board with community radio, independent news, extraordinary music, voices who are real, they come from real people, and you can tell right away. So in the course of throwing it in with the likes of us, you get to tell us what you like about KBOO or what you don't like. It says on the form, I know because I've answered phones, it says, what do you like about KBOO? Well, I really think we should add, what don't you like? And I should put that on the air too, because there are many other stations where people call up and they're only supposed to say nice things. Now, tell us the truth. We want to hear your voice. And on this program today, on Air Cascadia today, as we wait, John Kiriakou.
Hey, Chris. You know, it would be really great to mention, this is Lynn.
Yes.
Hi, how you doing? We are here while we're waiting for John. We can. It's a great time to call in at 877-500-5266 because we have a match today from, I believe, Squirrel Farm of $500.
Oh, that is
really, and it's a really important, yes. It's providing a match of $500 for all new and increasing donors starting at 10 a.m. So let's get that. You've got time now while we're waiting for John Kiriakou, the fabulous guest, to call in at 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm. And this is, you don't waste. Don't waste this time, people.
You know Lynn's voice. You've heard Lynn on the air. And Lynn has been a part of the KBOO experience for a while now. Ani, I believe, is there with her. And I do want to remind people, it's 877-500-5266. Apples soup to nuts. Now it's time to step up and take that punch. You really should do it. Tell us what you like about the station. Tell us what you don't like about the station. And call us one way or another. You can also call at number 503-231-8187. That's 503.
That's our air room. But the number
one moment, please. We want to invite people to call us on the show today.
Sure.
And give us your word on Antifa. There is a reason why we have a drawing that link right now between the Antifa movement and John Kiriakou, whose book recently out this year, Doing Time Like a Spy.
Do you mean by Antifa, do you mean anti-fascist?
We sure do. And John Kiriakou and all whistleblowers, I might add, all whistleblowers out there, maybe you are a whistleblower. If you are a whistleblower, or if you aspire to be one, if you just need to get the courage to do it, now is the time. Talk to us. Share it with us.
You
don't need your name or anything else. If you have anything that's holding you back, well, of course, terror of the Trump administration and what it can do to you. But there's strength in numbers. That's what we're about. That's what Antifa is
Absolutely.
About. Absolutely. That is what the whole idea of community is about. Squirrel Farm, as I happen to know, is a permaculture operation. And
it's wild by design.
It is indeed. And wise by nature.
877-500-5266 is the number to call.
Don't miss the
Squirrel
match.
Farm, as it says, wild by design and located at 2325 Southeast Troutdale Road in Troutdale, is supporting Air Cascadia as well as other programs this morning here on KBOO. This is your time to call in and get your contribution matched by Squirrel Farm. Thank you so much for that contributing partner, and we want to thank you when you call and meet that match. Go ahead and come up to that challenge that Squirrel Farm Wild by Design has put forth to you this morning. Please, this is your moment. 877 500 5266. We are looking to raise $600. We have raised about $120 right now. That is very exciting. This is the time to go ahead and raise that goal. We can do it working together. 877-500-5266. And get us over the top of that $600 goal.
Tim,
call
good morning.
877-500-5266.
So we got a caller. Tim, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us today. Your thoughts on Antifa and the and why anti-fascism and whistleblowing, two very dangerous positions to take in this day and age, and how they're linked.
My position on Antifa is this. We're in a serious, dangerous time right now in our country where it looks as though our special brand of American fascism...
Tim, we've got just a few seconds to go, so we're going to have to ask you to make it brief today.
Okay. So anyway, the majority of people are protesting peacefully, but the opposition is trying to attack some of those people and gain points among their own base that way. Antifa is necessary for protection, and Antifa should be aware that during the 60s, every group just about that was opposed to change was infiltrated by the government, and the agents were used to provoke dangerous situations to make them look bad. So if I was Antifa, I'd look through my ranks right now and I'd figure out who are the agents, because for sure they're infiltrated, and I would concentrate on protecting the peaceful demonstrators.
Tim, thank you so much. What a perfect note to end this on. That brings us full circle to what community really means. Whose community? You are. That's whose community. This has been a Cascadia, of course, for Thursday, September 28th, 2017. Rock Bergeron ended the show for us today. Thanks, Rock. And we have, of course, Ani, the inimitable Ani, and the inimitable Lynn.